Welcome back to the Behind the Saints podcast, located at the 88.3 radio station, where we get to know Siena Saint athletes outside of their sport. I am your host, Riley Carpenter, and our featured guest today is sophomore point guard Mason Courtney on the basketball team. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
We're high school buddies, in case anyone was wondering. Shen grad, how was that?
You know, I loved Shen. It was great. You know, a lot of memories. I got to meet people like you, so...
You played a lot of sports at Shen because you did what, football, basketball, and baseball?
Yeah, I was triple sport. Yeah.
So what came down to basketball being the ultimate one at the next level?
You know, growing up, I played all three pretty, and obviously throughout all of high school, but baseball for me was just, it was never like fast enough. Like I kind of was just bored a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So that one was off the list. And then football, you know, I love football. I still do. You know, I watch it, and I'm still a big football fan, but, you know, it just takes a big toll on your body. And without what I want to do after school, I felt like basketball would be more fit, and I just have more of a love for basketball.
Yeah. And then because you did, I guess your major, is it like medical? You said it's medical.
Yeah, I'm a biology major.
So. And so what do you want to do with that?
I would love to go to med school after college, and then, you know, the hope is to be a surgeon, but, you know, that's a lot of schooling and... A lot of things can change, but that's the goal as of right now.
Cool. Do you have a specific type of surgeon you want to be? Or?
Yeah, if we're going to get really into it,
yeah,
I want to be
into it today. Come on.
pediatric orthopedic surgeon. That's the goal. So pediatric with kids, and then orthopedic is bones. So
you're going to see some crazy things.
I mean, hopefully, yes. Like, that would be cool, but also, like, I don't want to see kids hurt. But
right?
If they are, I want to help them.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I can't imagine that. Because, like, does it not, like, freak you out, like, seeing people's bones pop out and stuff? I hate it. So.
No, like, any of that, like, gory stuff or, like, anything like that, no, it's never really fazed me. I don't know why. It just never.
Ever?
Mm-mm.
Not even blood?
No blood. I've been around, like, not in a weird way, but,
yeah,
like, I've when you get your blood drawn, some people freak out. Like, it never really freaked me out. So.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why. It just always been pretty natural with me.
Well... That's why you're going to do what you're going to do.
Hopefully, yeah. That's a goal.
So this year, you're taking on a big role. How has that been for you?
You know, this is what I've worked all throughout high school, all last year, all last summer. You know, it's always been the goal to play at the Division I level, and I'm just grateful that I've given this opportunity and that the coaching staff trusts me and my teammates trust me to be able to play, and it's been super fun, and I've been having a blast with the guys, and you know, we're trying to figure it out, and we're gonna put some things together here soon, and we're gonna make a run.
Yeah, no, I think you guys are too. It's like really hard because you have a lot of new guys this year too, which is hard. Kind of just getting everybody on the same page, so I can see how that's like a process in itself.
Yeah, but yeah, we're the third youngest team in the entire country. Like if you look at the stats, so
yeah,
like, that's not an excuse at all. Like that's in my eyes, that's a good thing because we can grow together and like. Really understand how one another works on the court and what each other's strengths are. And also, like, off the court, we're going to get a lot more years together because we're all so young. So, you know, it's just a learning curve. We call it, you know, growing pains because we're all so new. Like, we have 9-10 new guys on the team this year. So it's all just kind of understanding what the goal is. And we're getting there. Each and every day we're getting better. So
yeah. So you did this, obviously, last year. So what's kind of like, is your role kind of from, like, I guess I would say like a leader standpoint now that you've kind of getting new guys in and adjusted to this system. What's that kind of been like?
You know, it's been like, cause I was here last year, like you said, I know what practices should look like what the coaches are looking for, what we want, certain drills, I can get guys into it, but more so it's just, you know, keeping good body language, keeping your heads up, never getting too high. Like if we go on a big run, you can't get too excited. Or if they go on a big run, you can't get too down on yourself. Kind of just staying even keel, I would say, is the biggest, you know, leadership thing. And then on the court, just doing what you can to try to get a win, whether that's scoring that game or passing or playing good defense, just whatever you got to do to get the win.
Yeah. All right. So how did you get started with basketball?
Oh, so basketball was actually like the last sport I picked up as a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first one was baseball. You know, they put you in
T-ball.
Right off the rip. So
Did you play for that Clifton Park League?
Yeah, I was in that Clifton Park League. Yeah, I was on like the Tampa Bay Rays. I was on the Red
Let's
Sox.
Go.
Yeah. So I was in that as a little kid, and then also like those little flag football leagues that they used to, you remember the Sportsplex?
Yeah, I love the Sportsplex.
That's like where my childhood was. I was there.
Always there.
Every winter, you know, flag football Fridays, I think it was. It was great.
Because it's gone now, right?
Yeah, it's gone. I don't know what it is.
We have like core memories there.
Yes, that's
every like little league like sport that you could do was at the Sportsplex.
Yeah, everything. It was amazing, but I don't know what it is now. But and then I think it was about, I want to say second grade, maybe third grade, one of my best friends, they were playing rec basketball, and like we're family friends, and they were just like, why don't you join the team and like play? And I was like, okay. And like our parents talked, and I got into it, and it was super fun, and I was hooked, and then I kept playing and playing and playing, and here I am.
Yeah, because when you're from Clifton Park, it's like a system for basketball. You start out at rec, and then you hit the league, Clifton Park Little League.
Yeah, you go from rec, then you go from rec to, you know, CYO, which is, you know, the play for Clifton Park. And then after that, you know, you play and you go to the freshman team. And you play on JV, and then you play on varsity, and then whatever you want to do after that. But it's very regimented.
Try
to keep all the Shen kids together.
It's like a feeder program. And then on top of all of this, guys, you still got to do AAU,
AAU was very, very big on top of that.
AAU's fun, though, isn't it? Did you like AAU?
I loved AAU.
Me too.
More so than the basketball, or more so than anything in AAU. It was just like getting to play with kids from other schools because, like, as you know, like my best friend went to CBA. And I had a lot of other good friends go to other local schools, and we had to play against each other. We never were on the same team.
Yeah.
So, like, AAU was the time where we can play together, and that's, like, where I have all my favorite basketball memories as a kid is playing on those AAU teams, traveling, being in the hotels.
Yeah.
And, you know, just goofing around with your friends. That was always my favorite part.
No, I agree. Because was your team more, like, local kids, or did they do kind of...
No, my team was definitely local. Cool. It was all, like, Capital Region kids. As I got older, we kind of expanded a little bit because we were competitive and we wanted to win games. And, you know, some kids, you know, they like being competitive and they wanted to join a program that was winning. So, but early on, it was just a lot of local kids. And even later, it was a lot of local kids, just top notch.
Yeah. What would you say was your favorite place to travel there for AAU?
My favorite place to travel... love warmth. So whenever we got the opportunity to go to places like South Carolina or Florida or North Carolina, Virginia, those were always fun, but definitely, like, especially for what I want to do now, I'm very grateful. We went to Boston quite a bit. That was like a big hub for AAU. And, I love the city of Boston. It's really, really a neat place. And especially for medical stuff,
right?
It's like the hub. Or like, you know, it's got the best children's hospital in the world, or in America at least.
And
I would love to see myself there in the future. So being able to be there in AAU and just kind of not understand the city because I was young, but just like have a feel for it is pretty neat.
Yeah, no, because my best friend's actually a nurse at Boston Children's right now.
That's awesome.
And she like really likes it.
Yeah.
She's like, this hospital, like the resources and like everything that they have, she's like, it's like insane.
Yeah, when I was a... what was I? I think I was like going into eighth grade. I had a freak accident playing baseball. I was pitching and I threw a pitch and I snapped my arm. So
It
was brutal. Yeah, it sounded like a gunshot. It was scary.
I can imagine.
But so I went and got a sling and was hurting, and then, you know, my parents, they kind of freak out, and they thought, you know, they always think the worst whenever one of their children get injured. So they decided it would be good to, you know, go down to Boston Children's and just make sure there was nothing wrong, because throwing a baseball and breaking your arm isn't very common.
Rare.
So I went down there and I got looked at by some docs, and it was just a super, you know, friendly environment, super welcoming. And like ever since then, I've always remembered what it looked like, and I've always wanted to be there one day.
Yeah, no, it's really cool there. So hopefully you can get down there, because Boston's awesome. It's actually one of my favorite spots to be, too. What would you say it was like your first time when you kind of came onto Siena campus? How did you know this was where you wanted to go?
That's actually a funny question, because like I've been around Siena pretty much my whole life. As we've discussed, we're both local, so like it's only 20 minutes from my house.
Legacies.
Yes, both of my parents went to Siena. My dad played football here. My graduated 98. My mom graduated 99. So, you know, I was baptized here. One of my professors last semester was the friar who baptized me. So that was pretty neat.
Good to know. That's so funny. Yeah, what are the odds?
I know, it's crazy. Yes. And then I showed him a picture and he was like, oh, I do remember you. And it was like this little bonding moment. So that was neat.
But, you were kind of made to go
yeah,
here.
So yeah, it was just a full circle moment. And, you know, I love the campus. It's a very, you know, closed campus. Everybody knows everybody and that's a good thing. And, you know, I like it here a lot and I see myself here.
Yeah. So again, this is a BTS podcast. I am your host, Riley Carpenter, and we are located at the 88.3 radio station. Today I'm here with sophomore point guard Mason Courtney from the basketball team. So what was I going to say? Oh, what are some things that you're doing right now to improve your game?
You know, like the obvious things is like we practice every day, we lift.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's expected. If you want to like really be a good team and be good player as an individual, you really got to do stuff outside of practice, outside of lift. And, you know, that consists of a big thing is taking care of your body, getting in the training room and doing rehab stuff. Or, you know, if you have classes and practice ends at 6, you can go get something to eat, maybe do some homework and then get some light shots up. Just work on your game on your own, because that's how you really get better. Because in order to be a good team, you need to have good individuals. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
And to get better as an individual, you got to put in the work by yourself.
So. Yeah, and it's nice here at Siena because they do give you that, like, basically, like, 24-hour access to the gym. Access,
which is nice.
Yeah, so even on days that are busy, you can get in at kind of crazy hours.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, definitely.
So, like, when you're by yourself, are you usually doing... There's this thing called the gun where it just, like, shoots out for our listeners who don't know.
Uh-huh.
Just
a shooting machine.
Reps, yeah.
Yeah, the gun, you know, the gun, I have a love-hate relationship with it. It's good. It's not very realistic shots, but it's good if you want to just kind of get shots up and get feeling good. But the thing is, it has a mind of its own. So we never know when it's going to work. You never know when it's going to shoot it out. It could fire at 100 miles an hour, 2 miles
zero.
An hour. Yeah, it's brutal. But
yeah.
That's definitely a thing that I do. We also have a great, you know, coaching staff and managers that live on campus, so if you text them and let them know in advance, they can be very, you know, helpful and come rebound for you at any hour of the night, which is awesome. But I'd say a big thing is kind of just doing the boring things. Boring as in, you know, everybody thinks of basketball as dunking, scoring, doing all this cool stuff. A lot of it comes down to the fundamentals and understanding, you know, you got to be good at dribbling, you got to be able to handle the ball and stuff like that. So
yeah, I find it interesting, especially basketball now, and I don't know what you've seen of, like, younger little leagues and stuff, but when I was younger playing, like, it was so heavy on fundamentals, like, left-handed layups, right-handed layups. Sometimes I feel like kids are just, like, jumping kind of right into the crazy stuff before they even get the basics down.
Oh, yeah, like, that's a big thing that is definitely being, like, noted, and I've seen, and, like, I've heard our coaches talk about it, obviously, because they have to recruit, and they're looking at recruits. And, like, I've heard, because I'm friend, like, some of my friends' parents are coaches back home, and, you know, it's just a thing where social media has really, like, changed how everything works, and especially, like, people like Steph Curry have really, like, changed the game of basketball forever, and, you know, kids will pass up open layups and try to shoot a pull-up three in transition.
I know.
And it's good for the game because the game's changing, but you know, I definitely agree that it's gone away from the fundamentals, and people are trying to, you know, do cool stuff for highlight tapes instead of kind of just doing what needs to be done to win. And I feel like the kids who do that have the most success, and that's seen in the college level, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of guys trying to show off and do all these fancy things. A lot of guys are just doing what they can do and, you know, taking their time. And that's the most successful teams have the most cohesive and fundamental units.
Yeah, and I feel like coming into college, I mean, I don't know, I could say this as when I was a player myself, like, you come in and you almost feel like you have to do everything, but it's also, like, you got to realize, like, all right, this is what I'm good at, so this is what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that jump from high school to college, you have to, because in high school, it's such a different level. Like, it's not even, like, the pace from high school to college, so you kind of have to, like, go in and just realize, like, what you're good with and
totally
and, like, work on that.
That's the biggest thing, is I would say the pace, the physicality,
pace,
size, those three are the biggest things. But like you said, like, in high school, if you're playing college at any, if you're playing basketball in college at any level, like you're an elite basketball player, because
right.
percentages wise, like I'd say around 3% of high school basketball players play basketball in college.
Yeah.
So, in high school, you know, if you're going to college to play basketball, you're probably one of the better players on the floor, so you're expected to do a lot more. But in college, people gotta get know their roles and become great in their roles. So if you're a shooter, you shoot.
Right.
If you're a passer, you pass. If you rebound, you rebound. If you defend, you defend. You don't need to try to do everything because there's other people that can do that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just understanding that you got to do what you're good at, and you work on what you're not good at outside of practice
right.
to become, you know, a better overall player.
Yeah, because I think, you know, like there's kind of that pressure when you get into games. I don't know if you can relate to this, but it's like, oh, I have to put points on the board or I, like, you know. But when you come to college, it's like, all right, there's people who can put points on the board, so what else can I do on top of that?
Yes, that's a big thing is like, and that's something that I think is misunderstood by people who aren't like diehard basketball fans.
Right.
Is like, people are on our team to score.
Yeah.
And like my role definitely, like I'm not a scorer.
Yeah.
You know, I can put points on the board. If you give me an open shot, I'll make it.
Yeah.
But I'm not on the floor to score. I'm on the floor to do other things. We got very gifted athletes that are insanely good at basketball.
Yeah.
You know, for example, everybody knows Michael Ealy.
Yeah.
Sean Duro Gordon, Giovanni.
Yeah.
The list goes on. Sek Tekin.
Yeah.
A lot of guys that can put points on the board and do great things for us. So you got to kind of understand that, all right, those guys, they can score. Let me find ways to get them the balls in favorable situations. And that's how you win the game. And it all comes down to defending and just doing it on the defensive end first.
Yeah. So do you think, like, as the season's going on, you are getting more kind of comfortable with your role?
100%, yes.
Yeah.
I think that that's been one of the bigger things for me is, like, coming in, I didn't really know what my role would be. You know, we had a lot of new guys, and we didn't know how everybody would fit. But as the season goes on, you kind of understand what the coaches want out of you.
Yeah.
And you get to watch more film, and you get to, you know, hear them talk more, and that's when you kind of understand what your role is. And as the season goes on, I've definitely got more comfortable in my role. And
yeah.
it's not like the role is cement. Like, you know, I'm not like a guy who's going to go out there and score 30. But, you know, you give me a couple open shots, I can put 10 points on the board one game, but,
yeah.
No, that's a bonus. I'm on the court to do other things, but if the ball gets to me and I'm going to shoot it, I'm going to try to score. It's not that I'm not looking to, it's that I have other priorities that I
right.
need for this team to be successful.
Yeah, because I've noticed it, too. I feel like, I don't know, each game you seem to be more comfortable, which is cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just goes to show that just, like, being consistent with it, getting in the gym, getting those reps, like, it's brutal, but it is worth it.
Totally worth it, yeah.
What are some things that you have to kind of sacrifice for to play basketball? And what have you kind of learned from that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thanks.
So a lot of times, like, people don't understand like the toll that it takes on your body. So like, in terms of like after practices, like you really don't have much energy. All your energy is devoted to school after that. So,
yeah.
You know, you're kind of just, I don't want to say lazy after practice, but after practice, you got to take care of yourself and, you know, get in the training room, get ice, get treatment if you're hurting. So that's a big thing. And another thing is like, you got to kind of understand that we're here to play basketball. Like, the coaching staff brought us here to play basketball. And like, yeah, you're still a college student.
Yeah.
But basketball is the number one priority. You got to understand that we're here to win games and we want to be the best team we can be. So, you know, if that means not going out one night, like that's like, I haven't gone out in years because
yeah.
I just want to play basketball.
Right.
And I think that's the most important thing is like, you got to sacrifice some social life. And that's not saying you're a hermit, you do homework, you sleep, you play basketball.
Yeah.
You still have to have a social life, have friends, do all that stuff. But it's just lessening it and understanding that. There needs to be a balance.
Yeah, yes. Like it doesn't need to be Party City.
Yeah, exactly.
So again, this is a BTS podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter, and we are located at the 88.3 radio station. Today, I'm here with sophomore point guard Mason Courtney from the basketball team. What would you say is your proudest moment as an athlete?
My proudest moment as an athlete? So like I would definitely say the first time I ever stepped on the court in a collegiate basketball game. You know, I think that was like a... That was kind of like an eye opener for me.
Yeah.
You know, I've worked since I was in high school. It's always been my dream. Like I knew I wanted to play basketball in college and I worked really hard for it. And, you know, my freshman year, I didn't really play very much, but In the Albany Cup, coach put me in the game at the end of the game. We were winning. I didn't do anything. I was just in, but like still that feeling to get on the floor in like a big arena, it was a surreal feeling, and it was just like, wow, like I don't want to say I made it, but like I'm here now. Did. Like now I gotta keep working and get to where I wanna get to, which is I wanna help and contribute to winning.
Yeah.
So but I would definitely say as an athlete, my proudest moment would be my first minutes on the court.
Yeah. What's it like playing at MVP? Because, like, I can't imagine because it is so mobbed all the time. So how do you kind of, I guess, tune it out or embrace it?
You know, MVP is a super cool place.
It is cool.
Like, it's very big and it can get packed. It can get loud, and that's awesome. And, like, I don't know, but since I've been a kid, I've never really let, like, crowds or loudness kind of get in my head. Like, when I'm on the basketball court, it's just me, my teammates, the other team, and basketball.
Yeah.
Like, people yell. That's a part of the game.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
And, yeah, granted, you know, when you go on a run and they call timeout and you can kind of, like, zone out for a second and be like, wow, like, all these people are really, like, cheering. Like, this is awesome. But
yeah,
I would just say, like, it's a super awesome place to play.
Yeah.
It's the court's great. They just redid it. And I love that all the fans bring energy and they're always there for us.
It's probably super cool being local too, because I'm sure there's like a lot of, I guess, like little boys too that just come just to see, like, oh, he played at Shen.
Yeah, there's been times like during, like after the game or, you know, running into halftime, there's kids with the Clifton Park, you know, those little practice jerseys.
So cute.
They're like, here, can you sign this? So like there's definitely been stuff like that. But yeah, being local, it's definitely neat because, you know, after games, I'll get texts from parents of like, high school friends or parents of my sister's friends or my parents' friends, like, hey, I was at the game tonight, you did great.
Aww.
Like, keep going. And like, that's just super cool.
Yeah.
And like, uplifting to know that like there's people out there that are, you know, proud that I'm out here trying to win basketball games and be the best I could be.
Yeah. And that's really cool that you have such a good support system, because even like every game I've been to, like, I see your parents and your sister there. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah, my parents, they love this stuff. Like, they love the team. They love all the guys. Like, they've been over to the house. My mom loves, you know, making a ton of food, and she wants the guys to come over for a big meal, and I'm like, ma, like, we don't have enough. We don't got enough food for that. We don't got enough space in the house for that. But no, it's super awesome seeing them there and knowing that they're supporting me.
Yeah.
You know, they'll always be my number one support system. I'll always be their number one support system.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love them for that. And it really means a lot.
And that's probably cool, too, because, like, you can probably relate to your dad as he was an athlete here, too. What's that kind of been like?
You know, it's a little different from when he was here to when I was here.
Right.
But,
yeah,
the base ideas are still the same. Like,
yeah.
You know, you still got to go to the training room and get treatment. And, you know, it's still the same rigorous schedule of practice, homework, you know, having to fit that in. And, you know, you got 8 a.m.s and you're like, golly, I don't want to go, but you got to go.
Yeah.
And even though you're tired, you got to push through it and stuff like that. But
yeah,
it's like, but he did play football and I played basketball. So I guess his body did take maybe a little bit more of a beating than mine has. But
we don't have to tell him that.
That's still up for debate.
Cut that part out.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. That's so cool, though. I forgot that Sienna had football because my mom went to Sienna, too, and she was like, I can't believe they got rid of football. And I was like, I didn't even know.
Yeah, they got rid of it in, like, 2004, I think. But my dad, he played here. He loved it. A lot of, you know, his best friends and people that, you know, he still talks to on a daily basis. You know, he has group chats with them on his phone, which is funny to me. You know, they're all his college football buddies. So I think that's also another thing is that college sports, even though, you know, some people, they're playing sports or trying to make it to the professional level, you're also meeting people that are going to be at your wedding. They're going to be, you know, maybe your best man, maybe, you know, the godfather to your child, things like that, which is also super neat.
Yeah, and I think that's, like, sometimes we forget about that. It is really cool, the relationships that you make with your team and your teammates. Like, that's really cool. Do you have any short-term goals that you want to accomplish in the next couple of months? It can be basketball, school, whatever.
A short-term goal school-wise is I do. I take academics very seriously. Like I said earlier, I want to be a doctor, so that you don't get to do that by, you know, just scraping by. So I do want to try to get a 4.0. You know, I think I can do it.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, but if you want to do good things in life, it's never going to be easy. Yeah. So definitely get a 4-0 and stay on top of my schoolwork. That's a big one. And then basketball wise, I just want to win some games. Like, it doesn't matter how it gets done. Like, I just want to win games and get on a groove here, and then hopefully, you know, win the MAC conference and go to March Madness. That would be a surreal experience. That would be super awesome. And you know, that's always the dream.
Yeah. Do you have any interest or hobbies outside of basketball?
Yes, I am.
Even though it's life.
When
you have a few minutes.
Yeah, you know, a couple minutes here and there. But outside of basketball, like during the summer, you know, we're working out, and then I got into golf about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Nice.
And, you know, growing up, I always played baseball, like I said. So it was hard to play golf because they're kind of like, if you play baseball, you can't play golf or it'll mess up your swing, all this stuff.
Yeah.
But now I don't play baseball, so I don't care.
Yeah.
So I got into golf, and my dad is a wicked good golfer. Don't tell me how. But he just somehow
like
got
whatever.
Really, yeah, he somehow got really good. And he's always kind of wanted me to get good.
Yeah.
So we can always play together with him and his buddies. And I've really like fell in love with the game, you know.
Yeah,
I just catch myself watching golf YouTube videos. I'm like, what am I doing? But I'm just...
Gotta up your game, though.
Yes, but I love golf. I'm a big golfer. I love fishing, even though it's harder to fish around here. There's not really good places, but...
Catch a couple sunnies.
Yes, you know.
In the pond.
Little lame fishes.
In the lake.
Yeah, but I love fishing. You know, just the obvious playing video games with the friends and just really just spending time with people that I love and care about is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I don't care what we're doing. I don't care if we're, you know, watching a movie. We're going for a walk. We're, you know, doing community service, which is picking up garbage. Like, as long as it's with people I care about, I'm going to have a blast. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. So back to the golf thing. Was it hard to pick up, or did it kind of come a little naturally?
No.
I hated it.
The world's worst golfer.
Same.
I mean, my dad will probably still say I'm really bad, but I think I've gotten better. you know, I used to be awful. Every time I hit a ball, I had no idea where it was going. I was a danger to people on the course. You know, I thought I would hurt someone eventually, but I really, you know, tried to listen to what he had to say because he is pretty good. I don't like to admit it, but, and I've really just tried to figure it out, and I've had a blast, and I've gotten better and better, and I just can't wait to get back out there.
Yeah, no, that'll be cool. I was going to say, I think I started at like the driving range because my dad's like, it's a really good sport for the work place, like, great for connections. So he's like, you should really try.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, I have never been more irritated in my entire life at the driving
range.
Yeah,
no. Golf, like I love it, but there's days where I hate it. And there's days where I never want to play again. But that's kind of part of the game is like, it's one of the more frustrating games because you can feel like you're swinging the same that you were when you were hitting it great and it's going nowhere where you want it to. But I do just love it, even though like I love the game and it's super fun. Again, I like doing things with people I love.
Yeah.
And my dad loves golf and I love golf. So it's a really good way for us to spend time together because, you know, summer, my schedule's packed. I'm here working out or I'm doing other things. So it's a really good time for me to get away and him and I to just have father-son bonding time.
Yeah, very cool. And then does your, what do you kind of do with your mom and sister? Because they're not like golfers. So do you guys have anything fun that like you guys all like to do together?
For my mom and sister, I would like...
Movies.
Nah. We don't really like, there's not like a special thing that we do.
No.
I mean, if I'm not golfing with my dad, I'm just home with them. And, you know, we're a big board game family. We love playing cards. Love playing board games, all that kind of stuff. So I would say stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now that I wouldn't really say we have like a thing that we do just because
they're
not the biggest athletes. They don't really like sports all that much. So it's just playing games and just hanging out with them.
Yeah. And so your sister's a senior, right?
Sister's a senior. Yeah. She graduates soon, which is...
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's just crazy for me. You know, it's still crazy to me that she can drive a car.
That is crazy.
I don't know how I feel about that, but it's been
she's
almost
so far so good though.
Yeah, it's been you know near a year now. So, but you know she leaves for college next year. She doesn't know where she's going. She has ideas in mind, but you know whatever she decides, I'm gonna be super happy for her. And
yeah,
you know hopefully I can go visit.
Right.
But
I know. Yeah, she'll be fine. And I feel like she still has a good amount of time before she has to decide,
yeah.
right?
She has, she's applied to a ton of schools, so she has, like, where she's accepted, where she's not.
Oh, good.
So, but she has a couple at her top. She wants to go somewhere warm. She does not like the snow. She doesn't like the cold. She wants to go somewhere where she can go lay on a beach. And,
good for her.
So, yeah, she's looking down south, which is neat.
That's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think her parents are going to be sad, though? That's far.
Yes and no. Like, they're happy because that's what she wants to do. And my parents, they're ready to get up out of New York, too.
I don't blame them.
My dad's from Rochester, which is, you know, west.
Freezing.
Yeah, very cold. My mom's from Poughkeepsie, so they've been in New York their whole lives. So when my sister goes off to college, I think, you know, they're ready to start the next stage of their lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe move to Saratoga, that they've talked about that, or move somewhere down south, something like that. So I think they're ready to kind of start this next stage and see what's going to happen after that.
Awesome. Well, again, this is a BTS podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter. We are located at the 88.3 radio station. Today, I'm here with sophomore point guard Mason Courtney from the basketball team. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, and thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I had a blast. This was super cool. This place is super neat. I've never been in here. I've seen it, but I've never actually been
I know.
In
isn't
here.
It cool? Yeah, it's like kind of hidden. So.
No, it is, but then you get back here and you're like, whoa.
Yeah,
what is all this stuff? Yeah, it's super awesome.
Awesome.